Scottish Social Services Council. Codes of Practice for Social Service Workers. About the codes. We first published the codes in 2003, setting out the national standards of conduct and practice that apply to all social service workers. The 2016 revised codes is the second edition and takes account of developments in social services policy and practice. Introduction. The SSSE Codes of Practice, the codes, set out the standards of practice and behaviour expected of everyone who works in social services in Scotland. The standards expected of employers of social service workers in Scotland. In setting out these standards, the codes are a tool for employers and for workers to use to think about how they can continually improve their practice. The codes let people who use social services and carers know what they can expect from the workers who support them. The codes are in two parts. The two codes are presented together because they are complementary and mirror the joint responsibilities of both employers and workers in meeting the standards. 1. Code for Employers of Social Service Workers. If you are an employer, the Code for Employers of Social Service Workers sets out your responsibilities for making sure your workforce is trusted, skilled, and confident. You have a responsibility to support your workers to achieve the standards set out in the Code for Social Service Workers, and should use both parts of the codes as a tool for continuous improvement. 2. Code for Social Service Workers. If you work in social services, the Code for Social Service Workers sets out clear standards that you are expected to meet. It is your responsibility to meet these standards, and you should use the code to reflect on your practice and identify how you can continually improve. Why are the codes important? Public protection and regulating the workforce. The codes, along with the health and social care standards, are an important part of regulating and improving the quality of care experienced by people using social services. All employers and workers must make a commitment to work in line with the codes of practice. The SSSC regulates the workforce and aims to make sure that the people of Scotland can count on social services being provided by a trusted, skilled, and confident workforce. The Care Inspectorate regulates organisations which employ workers and provide registered care services. The Care Inspectorate also provides advice and promotes good practice to improve standards across the social service sector. When a registered worker or employer does not meet the expectations set out in the codes, action may be taken by the SSSC for workers or by the Care Inspectorate for employers. The SSSC can take action against workers through our fitness to practice process. The Care Inspectorate gives advice to care service providers on following the codes and, if necessary, can take action against employers. Supporting good practice every day. The codes are a tool for continuous improvement and improving practice. For example, you can use them to support regular codes discussions at team meetings, during induction and for staff learning and development, to reflect on current practice. Resources and ideas to support improvement are online at www.ssssc.uk.com. Codes of Practice for Social Service Workers. 1. As a social service worker, I must protect and promote the rights and interests of people who use services and carers. I will. 1.1. Treat each person as an individual. 1.2. Respect and, where appropriate, promote the views and wishes of people who use services and carers. 1.3. Support the rights of people who use services to control their lives and make informed choices about the services they use. 1.4. Respect and maintain the dignity and privacy of people who use services. 1.5. Work in a way that promotes diversity and respects different cultures and values. 2. As a social service worker, I must create and maintain the trust and confidence of people who use services and carers. I will. 2.1. Be truthful, open, honest and trustworthy. 2.2. Communicate in an appropriate, open, accurate and straightforward way. 2.3. Respect confidential information and clearly explain my employer's policies about confidentiality to people who use services and carers. 2.4. Be reliable and dependable. 2.5. Honour work commitments, agreements and arrangements and, when it is not possible to do so, explain why to people who use services, carers and my employer. 2.6. Declare issues that might create conflicts of interest and make sure they do not influence my judgment or practice. 2.7. Keep to policies and procedures about accepting gifts and money from people who use services and carers. 3. As a social service worker, I must promote the independence of people who use services while protecting them, as far as possible, from danger and harm. I will. 3.1. Promote the independence of people who use services and empower them to understand and exercise their rights. 3.2. Use established processes and procedures to report allegations of harm. Challenge and report exploitation and any dangerous, abusive, or discriminatory behaviour or practice. 3.3. Follow practices and procedures designed to keep me and other people safe from violent and abusive behaviour at work. 3.4. Tell my employer or the appropriate authority about any resourcing or operational difficulties that might get in the way of providing care. 3.5. Tell my employer or an appropriate authority when a colleague's fitness to practice may be impaired. 3.6. Be open and honest with my employer, people who use services and carers, when care has or may have caused physical, emotional, financial, or material harm or loss. 3.7. Cooperate with any investigations by my employer, the SSSC, or another authority, into my fitness to practice or the fitness to practice of others. This may include attending hearings and providing witness statements, documents, or other information. 3.8. Keep to my employer's health and safety policies, including those relating to substance misuse. 3.9. Enable people who use services and carers to make complaints. Take complaints seriously and either respond to them or pass them to the appropriate person. Take appropriate action when there is an allegation of harm. 3.10. Recognize and use responsibly the power and authority I have when working with people who use services and carers. 4. As a social service worker, I must respect the rights of people who use services while striving to make sure that their behaviour does not harm themselves or other people. I will. 4.1. Recognise that people who use services have the right to take risks and support them to work positively with potential and actual risks to themselves or others. 4.2. Follow risk assessment policies and procedures to assess whether the behaviour of people who use services presents a risk of harm to themselves or others. 4.3. Take necessary steps to reduce the risks of people who use services harming themselves or other people. 4.4. Make sure that relevant colleagues and agencies are informed about the outcomes and implications of risk assessments. 5. As a social service worker, I must uphold public trust and confidence in social services. I will not. 5.1. Abuse, neglect, or harm people who use services, carers, or my colleagues. 5.2. Exploit people who use services, carers, or my colleagues. 5.3. Abuse the trust of people who use services or carers, or the access I have to personal information about them or their property, home or workplace. 5.4. Form inappropriate relationships with people who use services or carers. 5.5. discriminate against people who use services, carers, or my colleagues. 5.6. Condone any discrimination by people who use services, carers, or my colleagues. 5.7. Put myself or other people at unnecessary risk. 5.8. Behave while in or outside work in a way which would bring my suitability to work in social services into question. 6. As a social service worker, I am accountable for the quality of my work and will take responsibility for maintaining and improving my knowledge and skills. I will. 6.1. Meet relevant standards of practice and work in a lawful, safe, and effective way. 6.2. Maintain clear, accurate, and up-to-date records in line with procedures relating to my work. 6.3. Tell my employer or the appropriate authority about any personal difficulties that might affect my ability to do my job competently and safely, and tell the SSSC about anything that may affect my fitness to practice. 6.4. Ask for assistance from my employer or the appropriate authority if I do not feel able to or well enough prepared to carry out any part of my work, or if I am not sure about how to proceed. 6.5. Work openly with and cooperate with colleagues and treat them with respect. 6.6. Recognize that I remain responsible for the work that I have delegated to others. 6.7. Recognize and respect the roles and expertise of workers from other professions and work in partnership with them. 6.8. Respect the responsibilities of colleagues who follow different professional codes. 6.9. Undertake relevant learning to maintain and improve my knowledge and skills and contribute to the learning and development of others. 6.10. Listen to feedback from people who use services, carers, and other relevant people and consider that feedback to improve my practice. These codes apply from the 1st of November 2016 and replace all previous versions. Issued under Section 53 of the Regulation of Care, Scotland, Act 2001. The codes give examples of practice, conduct and behaviour, but will not include every possible type of behaviour you may come across.